VoiceAmericaUSA.org.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We are staring down the barrel of yet another weekend. And you don't have to buy presents this weekend because there is no day of love forced upon us as we are looking beyond Valentine's Day. Well, we're not going to look beyond this hour. Let me tell you, this is a really super solid hour here on ATN, and you have a chance to participate. So I'm going to give you the digits at the top. 800-259-5791. As I am fond of saying, left of left, right of right, I don't care what your political stripes are. You have a voice. This is an overnight highway where you can speak. That's right. It's not a dictatorship. Yeah, no one's paying me to be a dictator here on America Tonight. Let's just say that, right? So part of what we're going to talk about is the government shutdown. Will it shut down? Should it shut down? And ultimately, how does that affect you? Also, we shall overcome. You've heard those chants before, right? I'll tell you what, it's a blowback to what's happening with education, especially. We're seeing it in Ohio, in Wisconsin, 40 states struggling with what to do because of the lack of funding for education. Lots of teachers going to lose their jobs. You're talking about bigger classrooms. 40 states whipped up into a frenzy over budgets that have been blown to bits that are affecting the education system. So right from the get-go, I'm going to let you hear what it sounded like in Wisconsin as thousands protest the anti-union bill in that state. Take a listen.
Kill the bill! 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 Kill the bill!
All right, so I think you get that. Kill the bill. You can hear that in there, right? Now, specifically, a lot of this affects education, but specifically, if we wanted to just address the umbrella issue, it's pretty much a layup that the Republicans will end a half a century of collective bargaining for public workers. So that includes teachers who are struggling with this, right? And the Wisconsin Democrats did what they thought they had to do, and that was they left. They walked out of the Capitol. They just said bye-bye. 14 Democratic lawmakers disappeared on Thursday just as the Senate was about to begin debating this bill aimed at easing, because they're in a world of hurt, the state's budget crisis. So they didn't show up for the vote. The group brought the debate to a halt, which, of course, they didn't. That's what they're going to do. And they hoped to pressure the Republicans to negotiate. That was the plan, was to slow things down because they say it's an extreme piece of legislation and it's simply tearing the state apart. So what you heard there, that little snippet, that was thousands. That was one of the biggest protests. Thousands of protesters, a lot of teachers, prison guards would be in the mix there, and a bunch of other people affected by the collective bargaining. You know, basically in unions. So they have filled, and I've been in that state house, it's pretty big. They have filled that state house in Madison, Wisconsin for the past 3 days. The governor there is a Republican. His name's Scott Walker. He took office last month and he's making this bill the top priority. He urged the Democrats to return and called the boycott a stunt. That's what it is. It's a stunt, he said. So Wisconsin isn't the only place where this is happening. In Ohio, similar thing. They're talking about it going on in Texas. And the interesting thing is, let's just take Wisconsin. Senate rules in the state constitution say absent members can be compelled to appear, but they don't say how. Just they can be compelled to compare. To appear, rather. So it appears that they have an ultimate shutdown at this point. But I'm telling you, 25,000 1,000 protesters. Wow. I don't know how they even got into the Senate chambers. 25,000. That happened back in 2003 in Texas. Democrats left twice to prevent a redistricting bill. So different issue, but they did it and it was effective. The bill did pass a few months later, but there was more time and I think they wanted more time. And hundreds of teachers, by the way, that were part of the protests called in sick. So a lot of school districts had to cancel classes, had to cancel it, especially the state's second largest district. You know how many kids were affected by that? 24,000 kids were affected by that shutdown. That's a good question, America. What do you think? So here's the deal. Unions would still represent the workers, but they couldn't get pay increases above the ones that were tied, you know, that above those that were tied to the consumer price index, unless it's approved by the public. So the public would get a say in this. Unions also couldn't force employees to pay dues and would have to hold annual votes to stay organized. So it would weaken the unions. It would weaken the unions. And, of course, that's they want the bargaining power. And, you know, I can see all shades of this. I've been on both sides of this, and I've seen what unions can do that's brutal, and I see how unions can be effective. The problem is what's happened is some of the collective bargaining agreements are just absolutely a joke. They're ridiculous. Speaking of agreeing or not agreeing, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, says there is no short-term agreement on the horizon when it comes to the budget. So if they got to shut her down, meaning the government, they will. Take a listen to what he said.
Excessive government spending is hampering private sector job creation by spreading uncertainty, eroding confidence, and discouraging private investment. Come on, we're broke. We've got to make tough decisions.
All right, he's right about that. That's what they're saying. We've got to slash a lot of money out of this. I mean, how much have we been talking about? Get rid of 60 bill, baby. Find it somewhere. He's right. We're broke. That's the bottom line. We're broke. What would we do? We've said this over and over again. What do you do if you're in a business situation like this? Well, you have a choice. You either take the cut or you have the chance of closing down because there's no way to survive. Barbara Boxer, probably the most liberal senator that we've got from California, has a different take on this and says lawmakers, if they shut down, should have to sacrifice, and shame on the Republicans. Take a listen.
If the government is forced to shut down, members of Congress and the president should be treated the same way as all other federal employees. We should not be paid. And to take it one step further, we should not be paid retroactively once the government reopens. Right now, the members of Congress and the president are treated differently from all other federal employees. This is because members of Congress and the president are paid by mandatory spending required by law, 2 U.S.C. 31 and 3 U.S.C. 102. Rather than through the annual appropriations process. So as far as we can tell, we're the only category of federal employees that have this protection. A government shutdown is on the table. It's been put on the table. Or put another way, it has not been taken off the table, which is what we want. A government shutdown would be a disaster for our nation and for our economy. If we can't resolve our differences, we shouldn't receive a paycheck.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said,
all right, welcome back to America Tonight. You heard there what Barbara Boxer was saying. She was saying, screw it if we're shutting down the government. She didn't say that. I'm kind of adding a little personality to her comments. She's basically saying, well, you know, then we should have money taken out, and we shouldn't even get that money back. So if we're going to shut down, then fine, then we'll shut down. And we'll have to have money taken out of our checks as well, that the government can't shut down. It shouldn't shut down. This would be ridiculous. So if it does happen, then we shouldn't get paid. You know what that is. Of course, that's a maneuver to say to John Boehner, who's insistent, we're broke, baby. We got to make this happen. We got to come up with these spending cuts. So that's the way to counterattack Boehner. Okay, well then, I'm willing to do it. You should be willing to do it. Let's be treated like all other Americans, and we're going to lose some salary. Let's take the rhetoric out of this. It's funny. I kind of agree with Barbara Boxer. I don't agree. I think that we're broke, and it's ridiculous, and I blame it on some of the things that the Democrats have done. So I don't agree with that with Barbara Boxer. But if you're going to shut down the government, then, yeah, lose the pay like anyone else will have to do. It's not fair. If everybody else has to do that, why should they get paid? I'm sick of them getting paid. It's like I said the story about, and it's so true, a congressman who shall remain nameless telling my mother at one point in talking about getting reelected, well, and he didn't say it quite like this, but I've got my years in, so I got the full boat. I got the full retirement, and that's what it's about. that if I, you know, I want to help people and I want to do it again, but if I can't get in, that's okay because I got all these other things, you know, these years in, so I'll get that money. Nice. Yeah. And you heard Boehner just being absolutely blunt. I mean, let's not pussyfoot around it. We know this. We're broke, and yet we're talking about spending and getting new things. I mean, you can't do that. It's like a kid. It's like, you know, when you're a kid, you don't know about money. You know, when you're a little kid, you think every... That's the brilliance in a way of being a child. You're a kid, and you're not... Hopefully. You don't... It's not about the money. But if you are given a lot of things and you're used to it, and then suddenly something changes with your family. They go bankrupt. You have to move. Your family has to move, whatever. You're not used to that because you're used to getting whatever you want. And then suddenly you're told, okay, you have to make do with what you have. You have to play with the toys you have. We're not going out every other day to buy you something new. And the kid doesn't really make the connection. So somehow this is what's happened in Washington. They need to make the connection. We don't really need more toys when we have them scattered all over the floor and we're stepping on them and they're costing us too much money. They're killing us. So we don't need to spend anymore. Don't need to spend it. We are broke. We need to reel it in. Reel it in. And there is a 60% maybe chance that the government does shut down. So if you get Social Security checks, depending on, well, it would affect you. Because even if, let's just say, it was a couple of days, however that cycle is of when you get the check in the mail, it would be late. So what do you think should happen here? Shut the government down, screw it, take their pay and let everybody suffer, or come on, find a way to come up with a compromise here because it wouldn't be right for everybody who has put into the system and does in some ways rely on the government. 800-259-5791. The other thing Boehner said, too, by the way, he said, you know what, I don't want to see anyone lose their job, so I'm sorry about that, but it's the way it is. It's the way. It's that tough talk. It's just, hey, it's the way it is. He doesn't want anyone to lose their job, but we're broke. We don't have it. So there are going to be federal jobs that are, federal employees are going to lose their jobs. A lot of federal employees are going to lose their jobs as a result of the spending cuts and the continuing debate over this. That's what's going to happen. That's where the cuts are going to be made. Don in Wyoming, you get the first crack at this, buddy. Hello.
Hey, Kate, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, no snow, so, hey, you know. You're right.
That's good.
Hey, you know, Kate, the issue may be, first of all, you can't, you know, we talked a hundred times about how both sides are at fault at this, you know, Obama running up $3-4 trillion, Reagan Bush running up $11 trillion in debt, you know, and for 30 something years now, there's been no such thing in Washington D.C. as a balanced budget, you know. They haven't even tried to balance it.
I know. You know? What did we say? You have to go back to the Eisenhower regime. It's ridiculous.
I take that back. I do take that back. I apologize. Bill Clinton was running. In fact, Bill Clinton came up with about a trillion dollar surplus from his presidency, but he mostly was cutting back military and a lot of things. But the point is that, you know, with these other presidents, you know, and so in a sense, whose generation is at fault for this then? You know, it's my parents' generation and my generation. I've been voting since Reagan took office. You know, that's mm-hmm. his fault. You know, it's we're the ones that put these people in the presidency, and you know, and back in the '80s, you know, when Ronald Reagan ran up $4 trillion in debt, nobody thought that was a big deal. You know, well, it's not a big deal, but it's kept on going and going and going until now we're facing over $14 trillion. That's once again, Kate. 100, did I figure it out right today? Is it $140,000 billion or something like that? Anyway.
Right. It's crazy.
You know, and so, you know, whose fault is it? And now these generations, my generation and my parents' generation, who voted for these politicians, who these presidents who had no problem of, you know, had no concept of balancing the budget, are sitting back saying, give me a check for retirement. Because I put into the system, and I'll let my grandkids...
Well, they should get the check because they put into the system their whole life. Are you suggesting your family should not get their check? I want your parents' number.
The question is, who gave these generations the right to mortgage the future of future generations?
But wait a second. You create Social Security. Supposedly it's a system that's supposed to work. The money flows in and out, but the money changers didn't do a good job of it. So they started to, you know, it's the stealing thing. Stealing from Peter to pay Paul. You've heard of that expression. So everybody was paying in because you were forced to. Now you were in your check. They didn't give me a choice. They didn't. What if they had given Don and Kate a choice? What if they had said to me when I was 16, okay, you're responsible. We're not taking Social Security. That's not taken out of your check. It's all up to you, babe. I would have said, yes, hello, take it. I'll take my chances with my investment skills, whether I fall on my face or not, versus what's left. So see, that's the thing. You can't fault the people who have been paid in their whole life because it got sucked out of their check.
Yeah, but what we're talking though, Kate, is these are supposed to be separate things. Social Security tax is a separate tax from your federal income tax.
Right.
Okay? And so when you're lumping the federal deficit budget in together and saying, you know, I don't think that has anything, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think that has anything to do with Social Security. Social Security is going down the drain because they started taking money out of it and using it for other stuff.
That's what I mean. They didn't do a good job of it because they weren't balancing their budgets. So they started to take the money. Okay, well, we have this money here, so we'll just take it. You're right. That's it. That's what I was referring to. So they pilfered it. They didn't just leave it alone and say, hey, well, this is in the envelope. It's under the mattress. We don't have access to it. They took it.
Yeah. And then you say, you know, once again, repetitious government. You know, you got this Department of Education for the federal government. Isn't that a responsibility for the states, the counties, for the education of the children? When did it become a federal government issue? I mean, it's like the federal government just decided for every government that is inside of a state, we're going to have a department for that so that we can expand this government. And now we're talking about all these government employees. Federal government employees, state government employees that are going to be laid off or are not going to have jobs. Maybe in a reality case, those jobs should have never existed in the first place.
There you go. There you go. That's the answer, Don. That's what I've been talking about the last couple of days. The duplication. Those jobs should have never been there in the first place. So when we say cutting the fat, they could have trimmed that out. They should have never existed. There was too much duplication. Thanks, Don.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
So we're going to put the battered budget conversation aside for a minute. Just pushing it aside. And we're going to move instead to this crazy story that I'm sure all of you know. You might have seen the woman, 30-year-old Natalie Monroe. Does the name ring a bell? Ring a bell with anyone? Let me explain who she is. She's not the latest pop singer, or she's not somebody who's made news on TMZ for something or other. Nope, she's just a high school teacher in a place not too far away from where I grew up, Bucks County in Pennsylvania. And what made news and made her get a modicum of fame, if you will, is the fact that she was blogging, and in a, you know, she wrote a blog. She does a blog, and she started a blog in 2009 to share her life with, you know, whoever signed up for it. There might have been 24 people, 50 people, whatever it was, and she had maybe less than 100 posts on it. And she identified herself as Natalie M. She did have her picture on it. This almost goes to the whole Facebook thing. So she blogged that the students were rude and lazy. She said they were rude and lazy. So once her identity was found out and people started to complain and some of the parents and call the high school, they decided, and this, let me give you specifically what she wrote. She wrote, "My students are out of control. They are rude, disengaged, lazy whiners. They curse, discuss drugs, talk back, argue for grades, complain about everything, fancy themselves entitled to whatever they desire, and are just generally annoying." In some instances, she used some pretty racy words to describe the students. So school officials learned about the blog last week when parents and students called in to complain. She's in danger of losing her job. She's suspended with pay. That happened last week. But she's now got some followers. There's a Facebook page for her, and there are people supporting her. The last check I made of the page was over 3,000 people, and this just started. People that are writing on the Facebook page are saying things like, well, she's talking about the truth. This is what it is. It's the next generation of spoiled, non-contributing morons, and she's being disciplined for it. And there was even a former student who wrote that he never had any problems with her. He got an A in the class, and he enjoyed her class. So there were supporters for this teacher, but right now there was enough pressure put on the school board that she's been suspended. I have a friend named Tom Gulley. In fact, he's been on this show, I think, before. He has been on the show, and he filled in for me before, too. And he does the Tom Gulley Show podcast. So he got on the site, he supported her, you know, gave the thumbs up, supported her, and somebody started to counteract back with him saying that he's an idiot and he's a pedophile and all this other kind of crazy stuff, and he went to defend himself. And then ultimately, he called the mother of the kid that was beating him up on his Facebook site. Her name was Christine, her name is Christine Burke DeMarco, and listen to how that encounter went down. I just want you to hear this, and then I'll tell you the rest of the story. Take a listen.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, my name is Tom Gulley, and I'm the host of a radio talk show and podcast. I'm calling regarding some allegations of pedophilia that a Michael DeMarco made on Facebook yesterday evening. I will be calling the County of Bucks Hospital here shortly to try and speak to a Christine DeMarco who made similar accusations on Facebook. And I will try one more time later on today to speak to someone in person.
Hey, Tom, I only have a few minutes, but let's talk.
Yes, let's. So you don't have any problem, obviously, with your son making accusations of pedophilia in an open forum that is in support of a teacher. You don't have any problems with that at all. Is that a yes or a no?
I don't know. I didn't read the post.
You didn't read the post. But you made one of your own that you indicated.
I
you made one of your
own.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Ma'am? Ma'am? You
no,
made one of your own that you indicated
no, no,
someone.
I did not. If you
someone.
Read it carefully,
someone
if
calling
you read it
up a parent and telling that parent that their son made an accusation of pedophilia, that suddenly is a pedophilic act. That is what you alleged.
Right.
Oh, really?
Right.
So if someone sees your child doing something wrong and they call you, if they see anything on Facebook which is a concern and they call you, suddenly they're a pedophile. That's what you're stating?
It's a lot of effort, and it's just scary that you can track down somebody so easily.
Boy, you'd think that someone would educate their children to that. This is a known thing in the world, that the Internet is a traceable place. Now, you clearly don't have a problem with your son spewing hate and allegations of this kind. I called up to try and talk to you, trying to talk to a parent about something that was going on. That was going on. I don't have to go to their school. I don't have to go to their school to see an allegation of pedophilia. An allegation of pedophilia that did not take place on school grounds. Didn't happen on school grounds. Happened on Facebook.
All right, so you can see they got hot there where she picked it up in the middle of the conversation. And this what happened in this encounter in Philadelphia, they picked up Tom's story and they're running with it because this is a huge story about the teacher, Natalie Monroe, and the fact that she was booted to the curb and without pay. And now this is in his own way, he's gotten caught in the crossfire of this by just simply supporting the teacher and going on Facebook and that whole vulgar thing students doing. It's like he became a victim of that. Here's a little more. Here's a follow-up to the rest of that conversation.
These children.
I'm making comments about children in general. I never made one single allegation about a specific child at Central Bucks High School. It did not happen. I haven't even typed the words Central Bucks East. Never have I typed those words.
If you follow the story of Natalie Monroe,
who I support,
it clearly states where she is a teacher. It's common knowledge. It's not that hard to find.
I support her. I didn't say anything about the situation, the school. It doesn't even matter. I'm here right now discussing the specific point that your son made an allegation of pedophilia. You were contacted about it. You don't care that your son made an allegation of pedophilia. I would think very carefully about that. You're going to have to think very, very, very carefully about that. That you just told me.
Scare me.
You just
call my employer. Call the State Board of Pennsylvania. Last time I checked, I did not medically treat you. You have no basis to call them. Really?
I have 100% basis to call them. A caregiver is supporting her son's right.
I'm not your caregiver.
You're the County of Bucks caregiver, which makes it scarier that hospital is allowing you access to people when you have
you've just told me
that you don't care your son is spewing accusations of pedophilia.
No,
ma'am.
Not somebody who is spewing hate towards children. No.
Really? Okay. Well, and you yourself don't have a problem making the same allegations.
I didn't say you're a pedophile. I said the act. I was just warning children. I was a concerned parent.
You're a concerned parent, yet you're not concerned that your son is leaving a track of pedophilic accusations that would cause someone to track them down, which is easy to do. It's a common thing in society now. You don't say stupid things like that on the internet. You might want to educate your child to that. You might want to educate your child to that. Well, she certainly is suffering the consequences of a trail of things on the internet. I do support her.
You're talking about children you don't even know.
There's two different issues here. What she said wasn't an accusation of pedophilia, now was it? And
no,
she
right.
got and she is
but
suffering she is suffering the consequences. She is suffering the consequences. She's suffering the consequences of being on the internet and doing that. Yet you don't feel you or your son has to suffer those same consequences. Now do you?
All right, so you get the gist, and he's right in what he's trying to explain to her. She's obviously hot over what happened in that situation. You go back to the teacher and the fact that she was doing that. She was on there, she was blogging, and I told you what she said, and they're trying to decide. And ultimately, whether the teacher should be fired or not, she was recently on Good Morning America with her attorney, said she didn't do anything wrong, and if she's fired, she's going to defend herself on constitutional free grounds. She'll go with that. And then she's also asked, now do you even want to be a teacher and return to your job there? And she said it might be a little bit awkward, but she was suspended and escorted from the high school on February 9th. It's a good question. Should she have done the blog? And two, should they, keep her there and she was just speaking the truth? I told you what she said. Was it too over the top? In the case of the kids, he's right in what he's saying. Look, the kid gets on there and he starts spewing a bunch of crap. So he calls up to talk to the parent, and you heard her argument back and forth about that. So, boy, the internet has become, it is the wild, wild west, and that's the thing. He's right. Everything is traceable. If you have your kids on the internet, and that's that whole thing with Facebook, they have to be really careful what they're saying and see. I mean, look, he starts throwing things out about pedophilia, which had nothing to do with the post. Oh, stay tuned for more on this one. Hang with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Mix it up. Scatter shoot, if you will, here on America Tonight. That story's big, and it's a simple question. Should the teacher be fired for blogging and saying the students were lazy and rude and vulgar and whatever? Does she have a constitutional leg to stand on? The answer is she does, I think. What will happen at the school, yeah, that's what's going to get interesting. I think they will get rid of her. I don't think she'll survive what's going on with the whole blogging thing. And you can see how the parents react, because there was an example of an irate parent who was all over the map, simply being questioned about, you know, well, hey, look, your son is writing that pedophilic accusations all over this website because for whatever reason he's on this supporting the teacher website. So you saw her reaction and how she said, you know nothing about the teacher. You don't know about her. You don't know her. And what she's saying about the students. So you can tell she's got that mob mentality. I don't think that teacher survives. But the question is, should she? Was that the right thing to do? Or is that a fireable offense? Yeah. And you see, blogging is so big now. Does a teacher have a right to a personal life and to express herself and vent as she did in this, what was really a small blog. But once somebody found out, that was that, and she was escorted out of the school, like I said, on February 9th. Stay tuned. Speaking of staying tuned, I like to call this, what was he really thinking? Larry King was asked about his successor. Do you know who his successor is? He's got the British accent, Piers Morgan. I thought it was funny because Larry King was in London, and he was there seeing a show, and he was on one of the evening magazine shows. They asked him, you know, why did you step down? And, oh, well, it was time for me to get off of the train. And he praised Piers Morgan, said he really liked him, that he was a good broadcaster. But when he was asked about the ratings, he said that CNN might have oversold him a bit, that it should have been a softer start instead of doing it the way they did it, that they oversold it. So that was going to be dangerous because it was they were selling water cooler talk. Wait till you see me. I'm different. And Larry King says he's good, but he's not dangerous. And I thought, wow, right on. So what he really wanted to say, if he took the niceties away, is, yeah, Piers Morgan's all right, but they screwed with me. And look what they got. The ratings immediately dropped. They're not bouncing back. And people aren't really hooking into Piers Morgan, who has, like, the Kardashian chicks on his show. So they look good, whatever. And we, for an hour, getting into what kind of men do they like. Who cares? It's not TMZ. It's not a sex tape. It's not some racy, controversial subject. Not really. And then there were a slew of guests like that. He's had top-notch people, too. But it's the baton being passed, was just flat-out dropped. So what Larry King is saying, ha, 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 that's what they get for all those years that I was there. They put a Brit in who is popular in England and does a show in the United States, and I think people like him, but what a train wreck. What a train wreck this is. So whether you like Larry King or not, or you think he was a hack at his gig, it doesn't matter. At one point, he was certainly getting ratings, but Piers Morgan, I think, is terrible at this job, whatever it is. So CNN just continues to make blunder after blunder. It's almost like I'd love to be a fly on the wall when they pick the talent for these shows. I know there's more talented people. I don't understand how they're what are they putting names in a hat? Who's available? How much do you think it'll cost us? There's got to be somebody we can get to put in there, right? Okay, so let's do a couple of other big things on the day. We talked about the government shutdown and what happens if the government shuts down. Well, if you're expecting checks, like your tax return, like your Social Security check, forget about it. Maybe you're disabled. You got hurt on the job, whatever. That check would probably be delayed. By how long? Well, it depends on how long the government is shut down. Barbara Boxer says, Senator Boxer, okay, if we're going to have a shutdown, then I don't think anybody on the Hill should get paid. And then once we go back to work, you shouldn't get the money back. So she's trying to maneuver and push for, all right, so if you want this, then we're not going to, you know, we're not going to go there with you. We're not going to do it. Finally, speaking of getting money, it's about time. Do you know in Miami, the feds charged about 100 doctors, nurses, and therapists in 9 cities with Medicare fraud. Miami's one of them, by the way. It's part of a nationwide bust that started there, and it got they got more suspects than ever in history. 700 simultaneously, it's synchronized, 700 law enforcement agents arrested dozens of people accused of illegally billing Medicare more than $225 million. Bravo. There's something wrong about doing that. Let's rip off the elderly. Or let's rip off the government, really. But let's rip them off. So the problem is, I guess they did rip off the elderly and all of us because the budget was hemorrhaging. All that, you know, all that money that was stolen. I mean, it's money that was lost. I don't care how much it was, money that was lost. So Miami was really where it all started, but Miami, L.A., Dallas, Houston, Detroit, Chicago, Brooklyn, Tampa, and Baton Rouge. Yeah. Eric Holder couldn't wait to boast about that, but I think it's a good thing. Let me give you an example of some of the fraud. There was a podiatrist, which means foot doctor, who was performing partial toenail removals, right? He was indicted. He billed Medicare $700,000 for unnecessary procedures that he was doing. It was basically cutting people's toenails. That's pretty much what he was doing. That's crazy. In fact, he did 20 nail removals on three toes of one patient in the indictment. That's how they list it. And he charged Medicare $110 for each time he did it. You know how cheaply they could have gotten that somewhere else? Yeah. So I think this is a good thing. I'm going to call this something good that happened on the day. Because it's ridiculous with what they were getting away with. Nobody was able to catch it, and the crook was some of the crooks were finally caught, finally. Of course, there are some others that are running around, to be sure. All right, let's throw this out there, too. Books, 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 books. Do you read books? Or we're going to have some action on this show. People say, what is she doing? She's just sitting there. I'm doing Piers Morgan. Well, he's getting paid all that money to be on CNN. Okay, that's if you're seeing me on chat. This is called a Nook. Do you have a Nook? I'm holding it up for those of you who can see me. But a Nook, for those that can't, you know what it is. It's like a little tiny mini computer. You know, it's twice the size of your hands. You can download all the e-books and all the stuff onto it. So a lot of people are getting Nooks. You can get them pretty cheaply now. Or Kindles. But here's the bottom line. The book business is being hit so hard. Any of you ever go to a place called Borders? It's not all Barnes & Noble people out there. So Borders filed for bankruptcy protection. They're going to close about a third of their bookstores because the sales are just shrinking and the crushing debt load is killing them. That sounds familiar. Crushing debt load. We have no choice. If we're even going to try to survive, we got to shut some of these down. Ooh, maybe the government could take a lesson from that, although we can't file for Chapter 11. So it'll give the second largest U.S. bookstore, the Chapter 11, a chance to fix the finances and overhaul their business to see if they can survive in the midst of the growing popularity of the digital format. Yeah, it's so tough. I understand the digital format. I have a book dropping in April called Sports Shorts. And guess what? It's digital format. It's an e-book. Go figure. Yeah. It's a whole new world out there.